朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
Not change your original love to the Lord.
不要改变你对神起初的爱心。
Do not change the original zeal to preach the gospel.
也不要改变你有起初那传福音的热心。
Do not change your attitude to yourself, saying, "I am worthless. I just want to die to myself."
也不要说，请你不要改变。
Don't change your attitude to die to yourself.
也不要改变那个在向着你自己要死的那个的态度。
Don't change the attitude that we should press on to the Lord and seek Him only.
而且也不要改变那个我们只是面对的要向着神，向着标杆直跑。
Well, I sound like an old man, don't I?
我这样讲像个很年纪很大的人，是不是？
But I believe many of you are mature enough to understand what I preach.
但是我相信各位有一定也都是在主里面有经历，能够了解我为什么这么说。
And the Lord wants us to press on to endure.
而神就是要我们这样子往前。
Book of Hebrews says about that.
在希伯来的书里面这样说到。
He said, looking unto Jesus.
但那里说你抬头仰望耶稣。
And endurance all difficulties.
然后你就忍耐一切。
Chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 7. Please check it out.
在那里我们一起看希伯来书第十二章第一节。
第二节
跟
第七节 And you know, even in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 32, when they suffered, when they endured all the warfare.
那在希伯来书十章第32节里面，在那里讲到他一切在那里为神的征战。
And dear brothers and sisters, these are what God had given us when He called us.
你知道吗？这个在神呼召我们的时候，这些就是要给我们的。
Don't you understand now?
你们现在了解吗？
Everybody may have different experiences of difficulties.
也许我们每个人所经历的困难是不一样。
But difficulties are inevitable.
但是这个苦难每个人都免不了。
Because our human nature needs to be purged.
因为我们这个天然生命是需要被对付的。
God has intended that our life may be tested, endured.
因为神要在这里将我们要锻炼，让我们忍耐能站住。
That we may change.
这样我们才能改变。
That's what James said in his book.
在这里雅各书就是说到这一点。
When he talked about the endurance.
当他说到忍耐的时候。
He said those who endure are blessed. Blessed are those who endure.
他说那些忍耐的就是有福的，那些有福的是忍耐的。
Because after they have gone through the test, they may receive a crown of life.
因为这样子他们这样经过这样子试炼生命的试炼的时候，他们就可以接受一个生命的冠冕。
See what he says here is a crown of life.
你听注意了吗？他这里说到是生命的冠冕。
Because it's been tested and their life has been changed.
因为在这里他是经过试炼熬炼的，然后这个生命改变了。
And I want to speak a few words to the young people.
我在这里要对这些年轻的我们有几句话。
You know, when I was young, I never realized my life was so rebellious.
在我年轻的时候，我从来不觉得我是一个叛徒。
I thought I was an obedient son.
我说我觉得我蛮听话的。
I've been going to school every day.
我每天好好上学。
Never cut schools. I'm not sure. Maybe I cut one or two.
我从来不逃学。我现在想想看，也许我逃过一两次。
You know, I've tried to stay within the bounds of the limitation of the school.
我在那里也是在那里好好的守学校的校规。
I didn't think I was a disobedient son.
我也不觉得我也是一个很叛逆的儿子。
I may even receive some praises from people who knew me, saying, "That's a good young man."
也许我在一些人中间，我还得到蛮好的称赞，说那这个年轻人不错。
But dear brother and sister, it is only after I grew up.
但是只有在我长大以后。
It is only when I have children.
只有在我自己有孩子以后。
And it is only when I see them.
只有在我看到我孩子的表现的时候，我才发现原来我是一个很叛逆、很不听话的孩子。
I mean, how do they get that kind of attitude?
我有时候觉得说，他们怎么会有这样子的态度呢？
I never taught them to be that way.
我从来没有教他们这样子啊。
But they were just like me.
可是他们实在就跟我一样。
They have to shout. They have to rebel against me.
他们必须要在那大声喊叫，必须在那有叛的反叛。
Just as I didn't understand myself when I was young.
就像我自己年轻的时候也不了解我自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, isn't it true that all human nature rebellious?
弟兄姊妹们，是不是所有人的天性都是一个反叛的天性呢？
We rebel against the authorities.
因为我们对着权柄反叛。
We rebel against the things that we do not like.
我们对那些不喜欢的我们就反叛。
And we didn't know, and we didn't understand. God was the authority, and God had put the things around us.
我们也并不完全不知道，因为神就是那一位最高的权柄，他将这些事情放在我们旁边。
Oh, therefore we have no rest.
结果我们就没有安息。
You see, these days when we are talking about how to lead the brother and sister walking onto the spiritual way.
最近我们在提到怎么样能带领弟兄姊妹们走上这个属灵的道路。
I was rereading those books which helped me when I was beginning my spiritual journey.
于是我就重新再把那些在起先帮助我灵程长进的时候我读的那些书。
And I was coming into Madame Guillaume's book for called A Simple Way of Prayer.
于是我又读到盖恩夫人那里说到简易祷告法。
I read that book before.
那本书我读过。
But when I read it again, I begin to see the subtle things that she taught and I missed before.
但是当我仔细再看的时候我发现有些很清清楚楚在那里她教导的事情我那时候看的时候没有看到。
She was talking about finding the rest before God.
她那里说到在神里面呢寻找那个安息。
You see, for 20 years, I have been praying.
你知道这二十年里头我总是在那祷告。
But when she said it, I begin to realize these are something I'd never achieved.
但是当那本书上这么一说出来的时候我才发现这是一个我在祷告上面我没有达到的。
Or something that I sporadically achieved.
或者是我是偶尔能够有这样子得着。
But dear brothers and sisters, that was all because our natures are rebellious.
弟兄姊妹们，这都因为我们这个反叛的天性。
We could not find happiness until we understand that these are the things that God wants to deal with.
你知道，我们没有办法能够真正的有喜乐，一直等到我们知道这一些是我们身上的，就是神要来对付的。
Dear brothers and sisters, talking about endurance, who endures even more?
那如果说到忍耐的话，哪个人忍耐最多呢？
Who's enduring who?
那么谁是在忍耐谁呢？
Are we enduring God or is God enduring us?
我们在忍耐神还是神在忍耐我们呢?
Give it a thought, please.
我们在这里大家想一想。
We are not enduring.
我们不是在忍耐。
God is waiting patiently to arrive, for us to arrive.
神在那里很忍耐的在等候我们能达到。
Now, I heard something good this morning.
我今天早上听到一个好消息。
A brother came to me saying, oh, I have to come early. I told my wife, we have got to leave at a certain time.
有一位弟兄跟我说我今天一定要早点来，我一定是在几点几分的时候一定要离开家。
He said, for God is waiting for me today.
因为今天神在等候我。
I like that.
我实在是很喜欢。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is waiting for us.
弟兄姊妹们，神在等候我们。
I don't mean come to here promptly on time, 10 o'clock.
我不光只是说十点整的时候你到在这里来这里博饼。
He has been waiting for us patiently all the time.
因为他在那里永远在那里经常的在那里很忍耐的等候我们。
And he suffers. He waits. He's long suffering and he endures.
他在那里忍耐，在那里受苦，在那里长久忍耐。
He endures.
他实在在忍耐。
And we didn't even know that.
我们甚至有时候不知道。
You know, again, we use the illustration of parents and children.
我们再一次用父母跟孩子的这个比喻来说。
Luke 15 even talk about the prodigal son.
讲到路加福音十五章里头讲到那位浪子。
The fact is, the father is always waiting.
这个在那里有一件事实就是那个父亲是一直在门口等候。
You know, nowadays we like this hearted expression. I'm ready whenever you are.
我们现在常常有时候会讲一句话说我已经准备好了什么时候都可以啊。
I'm ready whenever you are.
我已经好了什么时候都行。
You see, God is the one who says that without change.
但是只有神能够这样子说像我们说他预备好了等候我们。他在等候我们。
He endures all that.
他在那里忍耐一切。
Our spiritual condition was not right.
我们常常我们的属灵的情况不太对。
God needs to change it.
神要改变我们。
Until we are ready.
等到我们改变对了。
Then the blessing comes.
然后这个祝福就会来到。
Then the power comes.
然后这个能力就会来到。
Then all the things prosper.
然后所有一切的事情都会在那里兴盛起来。
We didn't understand that.
我们不能了解。
That's another reason Christians suffer and endure.
另外一件事情是基督徒在那受苦在那要忍耐的。
It also has to do with the purpose.
也在那里跟神的这个最后的目的有关。
The enemy doesn't like us to get into the full meaning of God's salvation.
你知道，仇敌不喜欢我们完全了解那个救恩的完全。
That's why he has given us all kind of difficulty to stop us from getting into the full blessing of God.
所以仇敌呢，就给我们各式各样的难处，让我们没有办法能够完全了解救恩的丰富。
You know, last Friday, I was invited to go to True Light Presbyterian Church to preach there to them, to the young people.
上礼拜五，我到真光长老会，在那些年轻人的一个团契中间向。他们传讲。
They gave me a message of wanting me to teach them on the fellowship with the Lord.
他们给我一个题目，是说怎么样与主交通。
You know, those of you who understand where the word come from, knew that come from first John.
各位，如果你晓得的话，这个话是从约翰一书里头出来的。
And John was teaching the people the fellowship with the Lord.
因为在那里，约翰教导人要怎么样与主同在。
Of course, the first thing talked about is the sin that needs to be dealt with.
在那里，他当然他讲了第一件事情是我们的罪，第一个先要对付。
And the first thing he talked about was the life that had to be assimilated.
在那也讲到
生命相同，
在那里生命也要相同。
You know, I was following all that because my habit told me this is the way to teach them.
我就这样照着那个地方这样子来讲，因为我的习惯上觉得这是应该这样子教，应该这样子讲的。
Because you have the same life, you come to the Lord and you find a fellowship, and the light shines upon you, and because the light shines upon you, you see on your own sins, then you see the blood of Christ, and you know there's a forgiveness if you ask for it.
因为你先来到光中，于是呢，你就看到自己的罪，当这些罪被赦免的时候，于是你就跟神有交通，看到神的荣耀。
And the forgiveness brings you into the fellowship.
于是这个赦免就带进交通。
But dear brother and sister, I'm sure most of you understand that meaning.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我相信你们大家其实都了解这个意义。
And I think those young people, the young adults in that church also knew that.
我相信那个教会的那些年轻人也都了解这一点。
Therefore, when I started preparing that, the Lord prompted me to tell them a few things.
所以当我这样准备的时候，那个主在我里面叫我要讲几样事情。
That was not in the first chapter, it was in the second chapter.
并不是在第一章里面，是在第二章里面。
The second chapter told me that for those mature ones, the one who we can call them fathers,They shall know God, know the one who was from the beginning.
那些第二章里面说，那些比较成熟的，就是那些可以在那里为父的，他们要
认识起初原有的，
要认识起初原有的。
And for those, not only the little ones, the strong ones, the young men.
那些少年人，那些刚强的。
They need to fight the enemy. They need to fight the devil, and they need to be separated from sin, and they need to.Be separated from the world.
那些人，他们要来与仇敌征战，他们要与世界分开。
They shall claim the victory. These are the strong ones. These are young men.
他们那些少年人要在那里成为得胜者，在那里，这些都是那些少年人，年轻的。
All these, the knowledge of the Creator, the that one which is from the beginning, and the experience of overcoming. Where does it come from?
那么这些认识神的人，那么这些他们征战得胜人，他们从哪来的呢？
The book has already told us it's from the fellowshipping with the Lord.
但是这本书上已经告诉我们，就是在与主交通才有这样的结果。
Dear brothers and sisters, please take the meaning of the fellowshipping with the Lord into deeper water.
弟兄姊妹们，我们希望把这个与主交通这件事实，能够跟我们有更深的了解。
The Bible teaches that that's the way to claim the victory.
在圣经里面说，这是唯一在那里可以得胜的方法。
That's the way to get rid of the world in your heart.
在那里可以将世界除去，在你心中的世界除去。
Dear brother and sister, if anyone loved the world, the Bible tells us the love of Father is not in his heart.
因为圣经告诉我们，若是爱世界，这个人爱父的心就不在他心里。
I cannot change God's word.
我没有办法将神的话改变。
Even as much as I want to change that person.
虽然我极想要把某一个人改变。
I cannot change God's word until he comes to conformity with God's word.
当我没有办法把神的话改变，一直要等到那个人能够来到神面前，然后就借着神的话，他改变。
That's why I need patience with God.
所以这样子，我需要忍耐。
I need suffer from the Lord.
我也希望在神里要在神里面受苦。
To serve the church, I need to endure.
在那里，为了要服侍教会，我需要忍耐。
Those of you who want to see the revival need to suffer together with us.
若是那些我们要一起来看教会复兴的人，我们在这里要一起受苦。
We suffer for God's cause.
我们为神的。神的荣耀，神的原因，我们在这里受苦。
And John already told us, if we have fellowship with the Lord, then the world is nothing to us.
约翰这里告诉我们，若是我们与主有交通的时候，这个世界根本不算一回事了。
To my discouragement, many of the Christians told me, "Brother, I can't help it. You know, I have to live."
你知道，但是我很遗憾的，有很多基督徒跟我说弟兄啊，没有办法，我要生活呀。
I live too.
我也要活。
Every one of us here lived.
每一个人在这里都要活。
And shall live until the Lord's time.
而且我们也一直要活到一直到神来的时候。
But Paul also taught us that those who use the worldly things as if they don't use.
但是保罗那里教导我们说，那些用事物的，用世上东西的，好像不用事物的一样。
That's the right attitude.
那样子才是一个正确的一个观念。
But these are the ones, you know, the change of attitude is not something that you taught into people's heart. The fellowshipping with the Lord is the strength they receive to be able to do what the word teaches.
但是这样，我们光是这样子要教人家改变态度是做不到的，一直要等到神的灵在他里面做的时候，他这样的态度，他这样的观念才会改变。
If you understand yourself,
如果你了解自己，
and you realize you cannot get rid of the world,
但是你发现我在你身上的世界除不掉，
you know the answer.
你知道有什么有应该怎么做？你来到神面前，你来到神面前，然后你爱神。
I don't know about your situation, but I think your cure is that you need to study the Word of God.
但是我不知道是不是这样子，但是我知道这个解药就在于你能够来读神的话。
I don't know your spiritual condition, but I know you have not followed God's word, and because therefore you became weak.
我不知道是怎么回事，但是我定正确知道是一定是没有照着神的话做，所以如此才会如此的软弱。
A pastor do not give magic, do not perform miracles.
一个牧者没有办法在那里像变魔术似的。
You have to follow God's instruction.
但是你必须要照着神的话来做。
You want to be strong in the Lord, you have to follow His direction.
若是你要在神里面，你要强壮的话，你就要必须要照着他的话。
If you say this doctor is no good, let me find some doctor who will not give me an operation. Go ahead and find one.
如果说这个医生不够好，我找另外一个，不用给我这不需要给我这么样子开刀的，那么请你找另外一个。
Many times we want second opinion of the doctor.
你知道，常常我们要找另外第二个医生看看他的意见怎么样。
But as for my knowledge.The word of God is all sufficient. We don't need second opinion.
但是据我所知，这一本书，这本圣经，神的话，就是我们不需要再有别的第二个意见。
You see, enemies knew that. Therefore, he wants us to cast out on the word of God.
仇敌深深知道这一点，所以他就让我们百般的方法，让我们不去读圣经。
As if our eyes are covered, we don't know the purpose of God. We don't know what God created us for.
好像我们眼睛完全被蒙蔽，我们根本不知道神的旨意是什么，我也不知道自己被造是什么意义。
You see, agape, the word love, agape in the original text.
在这个神的这个 agape 这个字，神的爱的这个字原来的意思。
It means a love with a purpose.
是在有一个目的的爱。
It also means a love without a condition.
也是表示一个没有条件的爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, please be clear of the concept. When God says agape,
请各位了解，当神说到这个 agape 这个字，这个神的爱的时候，
it is unconditionally,
是没有条件的。
But it is with a full purpose.
但是是一个完完全全有一个很清楚的目的的。
Purpose is not condition.
一个目的并不是一个条件。
But once you receive an unconditional love,It brings you to a purpose God has predetermined.
但是一旦你接受了这一个毫无条件的爱的时候，神才能将你带到那个神的目的地。
Dear brothers and sisters, so being loved by that agape doesn't mean we can lay back and sit back and do nothing about it.
所以并不是说我们接受了神的这样的大爱之后，我们就可以向后，我们可以轻松了，没事了。
You know, in the 60s, I heard some of the hippies begin turning to the Lord.
你知道，在六十年代的时候，那些嬉皮士他们有些人要信了主。
And they sing songs very simple ones, love, 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 everything's love.
他们那时候就唱一些很简单的歌，凡是什么事情都是爱。
But that love is not agape.
但是那个爱不是神的这个爱。
Because that love doesn't bring you anywhere.
因为那个爱没有办法带你到任何一个目的。
It doesn't bring you into the will of God.
没有办法将你带到神的旨意中间。
You're feeling emotional with people. Doesn't bring you to the will of God.
只有你的一个感觉，就是跟人中间那么一感觉不错，那个很好的一个爱的感觉，没有办法将你带到神的安神里面。
Agape is a love with full meaning of God's intention, purpose, all in it.
而这个 agape 这个爱，乃是真正知道神的旨意。在那里有完全的神爱的意义在里面。
I wonder am I preaching to a mature audience?
Well,
go ahead.
我不知道我是不是像一群很成熟的基督徒在这讲道。
But you know, my daughter doesn't like the word useful in Chinese.
但是你知道我的女儿很不喜欢一个这个中文话说有用。
And one day we were making comments on her. You know, they are growing up. Some of them can help babysit. Some of them can help cooking. I said, these are some useful children.
我有一次我就说，哎，这些孩子们现在长大了，很有用了啊，可以帮忙看孩子，帮忙会主动会煮饭，很有用了。
And you know, in the English connotation, that was not too good, really.
但是把这个有用这两个字直接翻成英文的时候，这两个字不太好听。
When you say useful, you are being used.
因为你说你这个人有用，你好像是被利用的感觉。
You've been used, therefore you don't like it.
因为你被利用，你就不喜欢。
Well, if you don't like the word being used, I wonder how you take the purpose of God.
但是若是你不喜欢这个被利用的话，我真不知道你怎么样能了解神的意义。
God's love is a love with a purpose.
因为神的爱是有一个意义，有一个目的的爱。
Isn't that deceiving or trying to cheat us when we fall into His trap and receive His love?
这个是不是有一点我们有点上当啊？好像接受他的爱之后就要怎么样
？You know, God put up a bait. The bait of Jesus Christ.Dying on the cross.
好像神在那里放一个鱼饵似的，就是耶稣在那里十字架上死了。
And once you receive him, you're hooked. You have to follow him.
等到你一接受他，你就好像上了钩了，你就非跟着他不可。
And then you find out his love has a purpose.
然后你发现他的爱有一个目的。
You felt that you're being used. Is that the way you feel?
然后你就觉得哎呀，我是被利用了。你是这样的感觉吗
？I hope not.
我希望不是。
I hope the agape love will stir up our desire to follow him even more.
我实在是希望这一个神的这个大爱在我们里面能够将我们里面的爱能够激励起来让我们来跟随他。
You know, John 1 Corinthians 13 did talk about love and endurance, isn't it?
所以在这林前第十三章里面实在是讲到这个爱跟忍耐的事情。
And I like to say this, you may find about 20 places in the Bible, the New Testament, talk about endurance.
也许你在这个新约里面可能找到20处讲到忍耐。
None of them taste very good.
没有一个地方是听了你读了会很开心的。
I have to tell you the truth. None of them taste very good.
我必须要告诉你们，没有一个地方提到忍耐的时候，是味道很不错的。
But I'm so glad you find one in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7. He said, "Love endures all."
但是我实在是很高兴，因为我们今天发现到，就在这个哥林多前书十三章里面讲到一次讲到这个忍耐，这是神的忍耐。
No,
忍耐爱是爱是很
爱
是爱的忍耐爱是爱的忍耐
I'm glad love makes endurance bearable
我很感谢主这个爱能够让忍耐能够受得了我们能受得了这样的忍耐
Because we receive this love
因为我们接受了这个爱
Therefore we can endure
这样子我们才能够忍耐
Remember endure for a purpose
你知道我们这样忍耐是为了一个目的
Because God wants to see glory in us.
因为神要在我们身上看到荣耀。
You know that endure. I have neglected a major part in the Bible teaching about endurance.
我在这里我没有我将那个圣经上那个关于忍耐的教导那些最重要的我都忽略了都没讲。
I'm going to just make a few statements here.
我只要讲几句。
Please listen carefully.
请仔细的听。
When the Bible talks about endurance,
当圣经上说到忍耐的时候
，it also has an aspect of endurance.Before God.
在那里也提到一个在神面前的一个忍耐。
And people translated into waiting on God.
在那里有时候我们把它翻译成在神面前侍立等候。
Now you understand it.
所以我们现在了解。
Dear brother and sister, the greatest patience you must have is to wait upon God.
在那里等候神实在是需要我们最大的忍耐。
I mean, you wait for him.
你在那里就是在那等候神。
There's no way you cannot wait for him.
没有办法有别的没有什么别的方法。
If you didn't wait long enough, he just wouldn't do anything.
你若是你忍耐的在那里等候的不够的话神就是甚至就什么事都不做。
You want his will in your life?
你希望他的旨意在你的生活上吗
?You wait on him.
你就等候他。
Many of us are so used to an instant answered prayer.
我们常常就是很想有那些一祷告马上就得到答应。
But dear brother and sister, even Jesus himself told us to wait till the things happen. He gave the ill parables too.
但是甚至耶稣自己他都说我在那里等候等到这些事情成就。
He used a parable saying a man coming to a judge and asking for favor.
在那里好像说一个人到法官的面前要希望能够得到一些好处。
And because she asked and asked and asked,
因为他
the judge had to give it to him.
但那因为他一直苦苦的哀求，于是这个审判官只好说：“好吧，就这样算了。”
And listen, this is an unjust judge.
但是你知道，这样的话，这个审判官实在不太公平啊。
Even an unjust judge will listen to people.
但是你想想看，甚至一个不义的、一个不公平的审判官，是或尚且会要听从人家的这样的忍耐的这样等候。
Our God is just and hearing our prayer.
我们的神是一个公义、公平的神，而他听我们的祷告。
I mean, we wait upon Him. What's wrong with that?
我们就等他就是了，没有什么别的，没有什么不对。
If God doesn't do anything, we're just upon waiting upon Him.
若是神不做什么事情的话，我们就等。
If God wants to do something, let's wait upon Him too.
但若是神要做什么事情的话，我们也是要在他们的面前等候。
I mean, we don't sit home and wait. We come to Him and wait.
我们不是在家里就这么坐着等而已，我们是来到他面前等。
We come to prayer every day. Nothing. Oh, because a long time, we don't. Ah,、oh, let somebody wait first. We'll wait the last day.
我们每天每天在祷告里面来等候，不要说这是一个很长的事情，让别人去就等吧，我先做别的。
No, you wait upon Him now. That's the beginning of your endurance.
不是，这是从现在开始，你就先在那里等候神。这就是在这里，你的忍耐就在这里显现。
Dear brother and sister, this is also a secret when you wait upon Him.
这也是一个你在神面前等候的一个秘密，一个秘诀。
You say you cannot wait, you don't have endurance.
你说你没办法等候，你没有这个忍耐。
In Book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, God says, Jesus said that. Paul says this.
在罗马书第十五章里面，第三节，保罗这里说到。
Paul says, Our God is a giver of comfort and patience.
在这里，神是给安慰和忍耐的神。
Actually, Paul says three things: comfort, patience, and hope.
在那里说到神是安慰忍耐和盼望的神。
I mean, if you wait on him, he shall give you the endurance.
若是你在那里等候神的话，神会将这样的忍耐加给你。
What he does is he gives you his love.
怎么样呢？他就将他的爱给你。
And with that love, you see the end, you see the hope, you see the glory, you see the end thing of God.
有这样子爱的时候，你就可以看到那神的目的，在那里看到神的荣耀，在那里看到神的目的。
And you can wait.
于是你就可以忍。
You can wait.
你就可以等候。
And that's how God gives us strength to serve.
这样子利用这一个神才给我们侍奉的一个力量。
Dear brother and sister, Jesus himself even has to wait.
甚至耶稣自己都要在那里等候。
The Bible teaches to learn to get into Jesus' patience.
在那里，耶稣圣经上教导我们，我们要在那要经历基督的忍耐，
要进入
基督的忍耐。
Jesus himself is the most patient savior.
耶稣是那个最有耐心的那一位救主。
Paul waited.
保罗在那里等候。
John waited.
约翰也等候。
Job waited.
在那里约伯也在那里等候。
All saints waited.
所有的圣徒都在那里等候神。
Because we are waiting for a purpose of God.
因为我们在那里等候是有一个神的目的。
And love gives us the strength.
而爱给我们这样的力量。
May the love of God fill us.
但愿神的爱来充满我们。
May he show us the purpose of being a Christian.
但愿神给我清楚告诉我们做基督徒是什么意思。
May God give us the patience to be praying.
让神给我们这样的忍耐，让我们可以祷告。
And that is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事。
When you have been receiving that love,
当你接受这样的爱的时候，
God's purpose will be fulfilled.
神的目的就会要达到。
Dear brother and sister, I hope you didn't come here to listen to me talking about human love.
弟兄姊妹们，我希望你们在这里不是来这里听一些人跟人之间人间的爱。
Yes, you can transfer that God, a God kind of love, agape love, into your daily life. That's true.
的确，你可以将这样神的爱，能够把它变成人的爱，在每一天生活中间这样做出来。
You can even find application in your family relations.
你也发现，在你的家里的这个关系中间，你也可以发现怎么样能够活用这样的事情。
I trust you can do it yourself.
我相信这些你都会。
I trust when you remember God's word, love bears all things.Be patient with all things.
我相信你已经知道是在神爱里面能够忍耐一切。
And you would treat your wife better, treat your children better, treat your parents better, more patiently.
也许你对你的太太会好一点，对你的父母好一点，对你的孩子好一点。
But these are the applications.
但这些都是很活用的。
Which God will give you to use?
神就交给你，让你活用的。
But I am talking about God's purpose.
可是今天我们在这里讲到是神的那个目的。
Which is not.Milk.
在那里并不是这不是一个奶。
This is a dry food.
在这里这是干粮。
But God will open our eyes to see this.
但是神，求神打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见。
And I'm sure many of you already see it.
我相信在你们中，在座很一定有很多已经看见。
Just to give you an illustration and give you an upbeat.
只是这样拿一些话来鼓励各位。
Yesterday I met a young man.
昨天我碰到一位年轻人。
Who is the son of my father's friend.
是我爸爸朋友的儿子。
He was with me in Cornell about 17, 18 years ago.
差不多17年以前是我们在 Cornell 的同学。
And I prayed for him and seek him to the Lord.
在那个时候我们为他祷告希望他能够得救。
He was a bright young man, therefore he has a lot of things to do.
他那个时候是个很聪明很能干的一个年轻人很多事情要做啊。
And I'm a few years senior to him, therefore he sometimes when he has a need, he came to me for help.
那个时候我比他大几岁于是有些事情他就会来找我帮忙。
You know, we have a home meal ready to eat, so he comes with some friends sometimes.
有的时候他就来我们家吃饭。
But to ask him to believe in the Lord was a hard thing.
但是要想让他信主啊那真是难得不得了。
It was so hard.
真是难。
I prayed for him for 3 months and gave up.
我为他单单的为他祷告3个月后来我就放弃了。
I have to admit I gave up.
我必须要承认我实在是放弃了。
Otherwise, the grace of God wouldn't be so great.
不然的话我们就看不见神的恩典是何等的大。
But I met him yesterday.
但是我昨天碰到他。
He's been married.
他已经结了婚。
And with a 3-year-old child.
有一个3岁的孩子。
He told me he believed the Lord 3 years ago.
他告诉我他3年以前接受了主。
Hallelujah! God's patience paid off!
Hallelujah! 神的这个忍耐啊在这里能够得到结果。
Although we are faithless.
虽然我们是没有信的。
He is faithful.
但是他是信实的。
And dear brothers and sisters, these prayers will be answered.
弟兄姊妹们这样的祷告是会得到答应的。
We may be praying a hard one these days.
也许我们现在我们的祷告是一个很难的事情。
And we don't see how God answers.
我们也没有办法看到神怎么样能够马上就回答我们的祷告。
But just wait for 15 years.
但是你就等15年吧。
Maybe 17 years.
也许17年呢。
Just wait for 15 years.
等吧。
Just wait.
我们就等吧。
All good things will come to those who wait.
所有那些等候的人神必要赐给他一切最好的。
Those who wait upon the Lord shall not be shamed.
那些等候耶和华的必不至羞愧。
Lord, grant us the patience.
主耶稣啊给我们这样的忍耐。
Grant us the love.
给我们这样的爱。
That we may serve in endurance.
让我们能够在爱里面让忍耐中间来服侍你。
Knowing your purpose never changed.
我们也知道你的旨意永远不改变。
Knowing that you're slow to anger.
我们也知道你是不轻易发怒。
Knowing that you have all goodness reserved for the people.
我们也知道你将一切的好处都留给我们。
Although today we cannot yet get into Canaan.
虽然我们今天不能进入迦南。
But your promise has not changed.
但是你的应许永远不改变。
For you will lead us into the promised land.
因为你会带领我们进入迦南。
What are we?
我们是什么人呢?
We are just servants.
我们只是你的仆人。
We serve according to your will.
我们是照你的意思在这里服侍。
Not ours.
不是我们的。
Your will has been stated.
你的旨意已经在那清楚显现。
Therefore we find rest in you.
所以我们可以在你里面得到安息。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。